This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Mark Garrison. Pope Francis wants action now to protect the environment and deal with climate change. This in a draft copy of his long-awaited encyclical. It's the Pope, so there's a religious aspect, obviously, and it's climate, so science is there too. But there's also a huge economic component. Nova Safo takes a look.
In the leaked early draft of the letter, Pope Francis lays out the case for addressing climate change and says wealthier countries have to help developing ones in dealing with the problem. The letter's timing is important. Some 200 countries plan to meet at the end of the year to sign a new climate change agreement. The Pope wants to influence that process.
Once the encyclical letter comes out, then priests all around the world are going to work it into their sermon.
Andrew Hoffman is professor of sustainable enterprise at the University of Michigan. He says the Pope's letter could have a big impact.
Right now, the primary messengers on climate change are democratic politicians, environmentalists, and scientists. And we need more messengers from different domains. And so I think the Pope coming forward can make a moral argument where others can't.
Among that argument, the Pope appears to come down against carbon credits, a financial instrument that puts a price on air pollution. In his letter, the Pope argues that carbon credits could, quote, give rise to a new form of speculation. I'm Nova Safo for Marketplace.